For the Maramai, Amalu Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak to Nisu, we learned, Hakel Nemonim Al Bir Chometz. You could believe anybody if they tell you this house had a bedika. Somebody tells you last night the owner made the bedika, you could believe him. Afilu Noshim, even if it's a question of believing an Isha. Afilu Avodim, even a slave. Afilu Katanim, even Katanim, most of you could believe them. Is the Chura my time in the Hemne? Why do we believe them? Like Rashi says, my time in the morning. Holab b'nei asudininu. These people don't have a dinadis. A cotton is not believed as a nade. So why do we believe a cotton if he's going to tell you this house was bodik? Lav mishum, the Chura, the only reason is, the b'lav amridudu, even without them telling you, nami mechaskin le bodik. Every single house, we nemon mistomo, the owner made the bodika last night. Nobody is over Nisr the Rabbonin, even though this person is not Moritz, Lishad Vorim, of a Chobulunyim B'dika that calls reason. The mitzvah's B'dika, everybody Zoros comes to Pesach, everybody keeps Pesach, the Makbat Natav Chomitz, so you have a right to Nemon, the person made a B'dika. That's why you have a right to believe even a Kotin when he tells you they made a B'dika. So the more Lav Mishum, the Cheskosai B'dik, the Kesavra Kol Chverim He made so B'dika's Chomitz. Because it's a swara, every person is a chavram, means watches himself, does the mitzvah the right way when it comes to b'dikas chametz. So Rashi, the ksavra itana kol chaver meitzah b'dika, v'afilu amoritz, even though the person is an amoritz, v'dover shu muhzak chavar mechaskin lei, but something that we know for sure he watches out carefully, we can trust him. Shloyovaz mana yad shesu, his zikha didn't stop doing anything until he didn't start doing anything until he did the b'dika. You have a right to nemon, everybody made the b'dika. The Tanya, I'll bring you a raya that somebody that's a chover, somebody that's careful in the mitzvahs, you have a right to believe that he did it right away. The Tanya, chover shemes. If you have a chover, means a choshev, a person that always takes off trumas and mitzvahs, even though he's mace, v'niach megurum leya peris, he left over his warehouse full of peris. Afilu heim b'nei yoyman. Even if you know for sure they first picked off the fruits today, and he died in the afternoon. So it was only a few hours before he died that they picked off the tefuah. So the question is, did he already take off Trumas and Maestas or not? Are you allowed to go eat from these parents or now? What's the halacha? We say, Harayim v'cheskes musakonim. We say, yes, 100%, this chover, as soon as he picked off his parents right away, he went to Masakon them and he took off the Trumas and Maestas. So you see, someone that's a chover that watches himself, as Nizr in the mitzvahs, does it as soon as possible, he doesn't push it off. There also, since the Tan holds for B'dikas Chometz, everybody is Nizr, everybody watches themselves to make sure they do this mitzvah, so in Nemon they do it this manner, right away. The Earl Arbosa, the night of Erev Pesach, everybody makes the B'dika, so the next morning it's Vecheskas, there was a B'dika, that's why it's kosher, you could even trust a cotton if he says the house was budded. Yeah. So the Maru Mimai, what's the Rai from here? Dilma Shani Hocho Mishum the Kamri Hani. Like you wanted to tell me, bring me a raya from this braisa, we just said that you believe a cotton and an isha is the reason why, because there's a chazaka here that everybody is nizir, everybody watches himself and is careful in this mitzvah of b'dikas chametz. Furthermore, no, what's the raya? Maybe if the person's an amoritz, he's not careful. We can't trust the person to say spam, he did the b'dika. So you know why we trust these katanim here, maybe? Because they're telling, like the gefor, somebody is telling us that the owner made the b'dika. Maybe because the Isha or the Eved or the Kotna are telling us that the owner did make the B'dika, that's why we have a right to them on this house has the B'dika. But without them, if we wouldn't believe them, maybe there's no such Chazaka. So how do you know from here there is a din of a Chazaka? No, you can't say that. What are you talking about? Like, the words of these people don't mean anything. Otu, do we say Amira Dhani, these people, when they say, like the cotton or the isha or the Evan, when they speak out, they say Edis. Midi Mashosh Yisper doesn't mean anything. They have no Kayach of Edis. So they themselves, we don't believe. So if we don't believe them, why do we say we believe what they're saying, that the house is Cheskas Bodik? Yechur, it only has to be because of the Chazaka. Fred Gemara, good. So Yechur, you're right. You'll have a Rai from here that we have a Chazaka, that Minastam, we Nemon, everybody does the Bdikas Chometz. Elamai, you want to tell me, shot from this Bryce, and why we believe a cotton is because even without him, we also neman a chazaka to say most probably the Bailim made the Brika. He did the way he was supposed to. Obazerfet Gemara, Hayakel nemonim, why does the Bryce say everybody is believed when they tell us that they made a Brika? It should have said a different lashon, the Braisa. The Braisa should have said a lashon, kol habatim v'cheskas bedukim, the arbos mi boyle. The Braisa just should have said, you should know every single house that belongs to a Yid is the Cheskas, where we Neman, there was a B'dikah done to it. Not because we believe anybody. You don't have to come on to any belief. You don't need a Edomir. Stam, it's a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka that everybody, any owner, makes a B'dikah upon his house. So why do we have to say a Lashon here that we believe these people? So it's mashma something's wrong yet. That we have to believe this cotton to say there was a B'dikah. And mashma without his namanis, we won't believe it. Zechura, why not? If you do have a chazaka, you don't have to believe them. And if you don't have a chazaka, we shouldn't believe the katanim. How does it work? Something's missing. Elo, my, what do you want to tell me? Mishum amir dahani. It's not true. You have to come on to believe these people. You have to believe the isha, believe the katan, believe the evid when they said they made the b'dikah. Elo, my mishum amir dahani. There'll be a deek then we'll see. Holoi amri hani. Mashmi of these did not say. If you don't have a katan telling you that the owner made a b'dikah here, loy, then we would not name on the owner did a b'dikah. So, then we should have a raya from here. We should have a raya then from this braisa that stam, without any yedis, we don't know if the owner did a bedikah or not. We have a suffix. There should be a klal ein chaskosei bodik. And if I can't, you have to come on to ask them, did they make a bedikah or not? Which is also very shred to us. If you have to come on to believe them, how can we believe a cotton? A cotton has no denatis. So something is missing, like Lamonoshach. If you elamai, you believe them. So it's a raya, there's no chazoka. There's no chazaka stamazoi, we never write to them on. Everybody makes a b'dika. So if you don't know if the person made a b'dika or not, how could you tell us this house is b'cheskas bodik because we believe the ketanim? Ayah cotton is not neman, so something's missing still. So the Gemara Li'olam is like this. Li'olam. Li'olamai mishum amir dani. Holoi amihani loi loi tishmei d'yechas b'bodik. Loi. Li'olam me'imala cheskosei bodik. Abad, you have to say there is such a chazaka. There is a chazaka that everybody makes a b'dika upon his house. For hochav mayaskinan, what are we talking about now that this braisa says, you know why this house is bodik? Because you believe in isha, or you believe a katan, or you believe in eved. The question is, what do you have to believe them for? Once we say every person is b'cheskas that he makes a b'dika, so pshita the house is bodik. What do we have to believe these people for? Now here we're talking about a special case, hochav mayaskinan, the muhsek lon deloy bodik. We're talking about a certain house, a certain person, that he's a lazy guy. He's mussed leibodik. He's telling everybody, today, out of a hard day of business, mamish, I'm finished. When I get home tonight, I'm going straight to sleep. That's what he told everybody today. So, kamat, the house of the cheska, saying the bodik. Like, everybody knows he's very tired, and we have a big shaila if he made a bdik or not. So, such a person is out of the chazaka, the cheska's bodik. A normal person, stamza, we don't hear yes or no from him. We know on everybody is nizir, mitzvah, bdikas, chomets. It comes leil la'avosa, everybody goes home and makes a bdika. But this person was muhsak l'ondalei bodik. We heard by daytime, he's saying, klo, I'm knocked out, I can't work tonight. I'm going to have to go to sleep right away. So here we have a good suffix, did this person make the bdika or not? Okam rihani, bitkinu. Now these people say, you know what, we made the bdika. The Khan says, enechnami, the Bible packer went home tonight and went straight to sleep. That's where he went. No, I made the bdika. Or the Isha says, I made the bdika. The Yevet says, I made the bdika. So we believe them. Now, Mao the time I would think, Loi lehem nu, Rabbonin, that svar we asking all along, it's like a shrewd Rabbonin should not believe them. What do I mean? We don't believe a cotton. He has no denatus. That's what I would think, Kamash Mlon. The Chiddush of his brightser is no. Kivon the bdika is chomets mid Rabbonin. Since the chiyuv to make a bdika is only mid Rabbonin, who, the midi araisa bebito biyal masagi. That midi araisa, not to be over by your roi by your motzei. Or else to be mekayim the mitzvahs tashbisu midi araisa, you could be mekayim it with bittel. You mevatel your chometz. So meila we zichin them on that the owner here, even if the owner says he's coming home tonight, he's tired. He can't make a b'dikah. Since this Gemara alone wouldn't be a stira to the first Ran we said, that the Ran says that if you want to midi araisa, you don't have to make a bittel chometz. If you want to, you can only make a b'dikah. If the person wants to make a b'dikah, he could do the b'dikah. Because by checking out the house of all the chomets and taking out of Yishus, that's also a key of the mitzvah of tashbisu. You got rid of all your chomets, and you're not over by your own by your motzei. But let's say a person that was lazy, and tonight we're saying the guy's tired, he can't make a b'dikah tonight. So you know how else he could do it? There's another eitzah to be mekayim the mitzvah the raisam. Bittu! Just before you go to sleep, say, I'm a vatal all my chomets, I'm making a kehaf for daria, I have no chshivas, it doesn't mean anything to me, it's like dirt. But in such a case, even though after you made bittul, still midirabonin, there's a chiyuv to make a bedikon. So Rashi is also moedim. This Gemara, bedik is only midirabonin. Once the person did make a bittul kshita, the chiyuv to make a bedik also is only midirabonin. And the reason why the Rabbanim made the Chiyuv B'dikar is, could be Rashi's also Moedah, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat it with the Rabbanim. Or else in the Ran says the Svar is that we're afraid maybe the person doesn't make a good Bittul. Because Bittul means even though you have $100 worth of Chametz, you have to say in my mind, it means nothing to me. So some people say it and rather they don't mean it. For them, $100 worth, $100, they really want to have it. They don't want to give it up so fast. So we have to be afraid maybe the person doesn't make a good Bittul. That's why the Rabbanim said make a B'dikar. So the kids to hear this person is din to make the bdikum is only midirabonin. So the klal is kiven niggas comes to rabonin who the midi writes a bit of yamasagilu hem nu rabonin midirabonin. That's the chiddush of this brayso, that rabonin believed a cotton or an ishor or an eved in a chiv midirabonin. Since the chiv to make the bdikum is only midirabonin, so the rabonin will make o to believe a cotton to say he did the bdikum, to believe an ishor to say that she did the bdikum. That's why they believed. But Mashmah would be Midiraisa though B'dikas Chametz, we would not believe in Isha. An Isha would not be Neman. Now Taisus asked the question, why not? Taisus says, Afagav the Choldav Ishu B'yodim Memninen Lu L'Noshem B'Yavodim V'Yafilu Midiraisa. Anything that's in the hands of an Isha or of an Eved, we believe that even for the Raisas. The Maisim B'chol Yoyim Shonam Aminim L'Isha V'Yevet Al HaShchita V'Al HaNikur. An Isha Midiraisa is allowed to make a Shchita. A neved can make a shchita. They can make a nikah. They can clean out the chickens. They can make a malicha for us. How do you know your chicken is kosher? The wife makes the malicha. So you see, you trust your wife. So you have a lot of dinim to trust your wife. She says she did it. So how come here, it's mashal from the Gemara, if v'dikas chametz would be midiraisa, you wouldn't, anisha would not be neman. Why not? So Tosfos answers, the Tosfos says, it's a very hard job to do a bdika. But tzarech dig the godel, and you have to check out the house very, very good. Because the nuchav Yerushalmi, shemafarshav neishenoshem atzlonius, women are lazy. I think it's time to say pum fakert. They say when men come to clean the house, it's pretty lazy. When an isha cleans the house, she does a pretty good job. But why is a different type of cleaning here? You're cleaning l'shem mitzvah to get out not stam dirt. You want to get stam the chometz. The svar is tam noshim are lazy. We can't rely on the noshim hain. Mashenkein, other mitzvahs, then that's not a hard job. Stam to salt the chicken, it's not such a hard job. So there we could trust the isha. Mashenkein here, badika chometz, if it would be midiraisa, since it's a hard thing to do, we would not trust the isha. Therefore, the Gemara says the only reason why we believe them is because it's only midirabonin, and midirabonin you could go lakula. Let's just see one Rashi, a famous Rashi here. Rashi is bitbito biyama, almost quite in the middle. The pasuk says tashmisu. The pasuk says you have to get rid of the chametz with a lashon of tashmisu. For loik siv tavaru, the Torah does not say lashon of tavaru, burn the chametz. V'hashpasasa delev hi hashpasasa. That's Rashi Shita. That when you mevatel chametz, you mekayim mitzvah tashmisu. Even though poshup shat from tashmisu means destroy the chametz, burn the chametz. Rashi has a kasha. Why didn't the Torah say Lashon Tisrofu? Tisrofu, burn it. Why does it say Lashon Tashbisu? Tashbisu is mashma, destroyed even with lev. Even in your mind, you just think that this chometz means nothing to you. That's also a key of the mitzvah Tashbisu midiraisa. That's Rashi Shita. So that's where Rashi learns bittul is not an Indian of hefker, stama making it free. Bittul is the pshatis, it's a key of the mitzvah Tashbisu. I'm making this chometz in my mind like it's nothing. In my mind, I'm destroying it. That's also a key of the mitzvah Tashbisu. Tosfos asks kashas and Rashi, there can't be mitzvah Tashbisu, and therefore Tosfos learns Tashbisu means mam is burning it. That's the way you mekayim Tashbisu. L'maisa, the reason why we burn the chometz every Pesach is the mekayim Tosfos Shittim. That Tashbisu means dafka sreifa, means dafka burning it mamish, not like Rashi. But Tosfos learns Abazoi, Tashbisu means you have to burn it mamish. So Abazoi, what does Al Gemara means the bittul helps? How does bittul help then? So Tosfos learns bittul means only hefker. Hefker means you make it like it doesn't belong to you right now. You're mafkid, you're making it free, whoever wants to take it can take it. So if it doesn't belong to you, that's why you're not over by your own by your motzi. In other words, when you're mavati chometz, you're making a hefker, so you're not mekayim any mitzvah Tashbisu. You didn't do destroying the chometz. It's just the pshat is you made it like you don't own any more chometz. If you don't own any more chametz, so true, you're not mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, but you're not over by your motzei. So that's what Tosfos learns. that midrash, if you want to do something not to be over by your own, by your motzayim, just be mafkir the chometz, be mavak, will make it hefker. Hemel, you're not over by your own, by your motzayim anymore. But Rashi learns, no, Rashi learns, we'll make the bittul, we'll mekayim the mitzvah tashbisum with bittul. Because the Torah doesn't say loshen tavaru to burn it, the Torah just says loshen tashbisum means destroying it belayv. Yeah. So more about it. I rented a house from my friend, and I'm renting and I'm coming into the house on the fourth Erev Pesach, and I made up a tanai in the contract that you made a bedikah ready. I'm coming into the house 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, I have no time to make a bedikah now. The contract was that you owner, you make a bedikah Erev Pesach by night. You come into the house 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, and you find chametz all over the house. You see, clearly the owner didn't make the bedikah. Is me having to make a toyis aloy? Do you have a right to say to make a toyis? I'm not buying this house no more. Give me back the money. It's not. I didn't say this. I bought a house that's bought. You give me a house that's not bought. It's not what I. That's not what I bought. Is this called a make a toyis or not? That's the shaylum. Tosh Shema, come. I'll bring you right. The tzadah is not a make a toyis. It's because you bought a house. You get in the house. Not that there's some crumbs or chums there doesn't make another house anymore. So a make a toyis has to be. It's not what I bought. I bought a good car, you give me a lemon, you give me something broken with it, it's not what I bought. I wanted a machine that works, not a machine that doesn't work. But here the house works, it's a good house. Just as some chum is there, maybe that's not enough of a swear to say that the person really doesn't want to buy it. Why is he saying he doesn't want to buy it now? So Rashi speaks out, because could be he found a better apartment, that's why. Now is really, this is a swear, so what, this is chum is there, avada, you still really want the house. Now the reason why you're changing your mind now is because you saw a better apartment down the block. So you start blaming it that there are a few crumbs of chometz there. That's the shaila. Or else, no, the person really means it. To you, it bothers you. I have no time now to make a bdika. It's kedai to say I'm not buying this at all. Toshima, the Omer Abaya, loy mi boy, not only, biyasrud lo yaive agri, in a town that nobody pays them, hires somebody to make the bdika for him. Obotko, but everybody makes their own bedikah. Like Baruch Hashem today, everybody makes their own bedikah. You don't get your shvatzer to come and do the bedikah for you. Everybody makes their own bedikahs. Why? The nichalei liyinish lekiyumi mitzvah. The gufa. It's a svaro. People like to do mitzvahs by themselves. So if that's the town you're in, so pshita. Even though you told the owner you want him to do the bedikah, but now that you got an Erev Pesach and you didn't do the bedikah, the zichas svaro, it doesn't bother you that much to say it's really mekich toys. Because people always like to do mitzvahs in that town. So pshita, you do the bedikah now, and it's not called the mekach toys. He says even a bigger chiddush though. El afilu biyaskra diyoyev agri abotku. Even if you tell me you're living in the city now, that here everybody has the shvatzah to do the bedikah. So you hire people. Chvetzah, you can do a shvatzah, maybe you can't do a shvatzah. Maybe you have to have another year to do a bedikah, to be neman. But they hire people to do the bedikahs for them. They don't do it themselves, they hire other people. Still, so l'chura, here you get a good svara. Now when it comes to Erev Pesach, and this guy can't afford to hire anybody, so it's a big tirchum, maybe really it's a mekach tois, like he doesn't want to do the bedikah now. Still we say no, still it's not called a mekach tois. Because still, the nichalei li'inish l'kiyumei mitzvah b'mamayinu. I mean, not that the guy is poor, but the question is though, I don't want to have to spend money. As for me to do the bedikah, I'm zichah not going to do the bedikah. In this town, nobody does the bedikah. Everybody that has a few pennies already, gives a few pennies to somebody else, and let that owner do the bedikah for me. So what's going to be? You're going to come Erev Pesach now, and you're going to have to spend a few extra dollars to have somebody come and make the bedikah. So the question is, the fact that you're going to have to spend an extra few dollars, and that's enough swear to say, it's a mekach tois. I bought the house the way it is. Not that I have to spend another $5. The fact that I have to spend another $5 is enough for Svara to make a mekach tois. That's not what I wanted to buy. He says no. That can't make a mekach tois. Because what are you spending your money on? You're not stomp throwing your money out. You're spending your money that somebody to be mekayim the mitzvah of bedikah. So zicha Svara, the nich lelienish, a person is nich, a person likes it, to the kiyume mitzvah, to mekayim mitzvahs, but mekayim with his money. So even though he has to spend another $5 here, that it is, he didn't think he would have to, but now that it comes out, he does have to spend it. The zichas for us not called to make a choice. Nobody in his right mind would say for this reason, for the extra $5 that I'm spending on doing mitzvah, it's a mitzvah anyway, to say that you want to make it into a make a choice, I don't want this house. So Rashi says, we zichas say then, why is this person complaining then so much, he's saying, I don't want this house? It's not because of the extra $5. It's because he found a better house someplace else. He's just blaming you on his extra $5. But for the extra $5 by itself, with zichah svarah pshuta, nobody would complain that much to really make it into a mekach tois. Because the svarah, nichal el yinish, a person is nichal, a person wants it to do mitzvahs even if he has to spend his money. Weiter. A kopon mit tzvara is not called the mekach tois. Well, weiter. Tanan hosim. We learned later. Reb Meir oimer oichlim kochomish. The fifth hour of the day of Erev Pesach, you are still allowed to eat chomets even mid the rabbonin. V'sorfim betchil l'sheish. But the beginning of the sixth hour, mid the rabbonin, though, there's a chiyuv to burn it. Not only can't you eat it, but you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. That's Reb Meir Shita. There's only one hachokim mid the rabbonin. The fifth hour, you're allowed to eat it. The sixth hour, mid the rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat the chomets, and that's the zman you have to burn it. That's Reb Meir Shita. We have Yehudu Roimeh Oichlen Kol Arbi. He holds no. You're only allowed to eat chametz till the end of the fourth hour. But the fifth hour ready and the sixth hour ready, it's also to eat the chametz mid Rabbonin. For Toilin Kol Chomish. Now the fifth hour of the day, it's a din Toilin. What does Toilin mean? It's like hanging. It means, hanging means that you're not allowed to eat the chametz, but it's Mutar B'Hanor. If you want to, you could feed it to your animals. If you want to, you could still sell your chametz. It's Mutar B'Hanor. Just mid Rabbonin, the fifth hour of the day, you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. For Sarfim Betchil Sheish. But the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it comes already Asa Banor, and that's when you have to burn it. And that's the we old Malacha. That after the fourth hour of the day, we don't eat chametz anymore Erev Pesach mid Rabbonin. And the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it's a Chiyah Sreifa to burn it, and then it's Asa Banor. That's the Brisa later. Now, Zot Gemara, the Kula Yom, according to everybody though, Miyo Chometz, Mishesh Shoyis Lamala Osir. That midiraisa, they're both moida, that you're allowed to eat the chametz until the end of the sixth hour. It's only after the sixth hour that it's also to eat chametz midiraisa. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know such a chiddush? To say that midiraisa, Erev Pesach up until the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat chametz. From the sixth hour after the sixth hour, it's also to eat chametz. How do we know this? Where does it say in the Torah that on Erev Pesach, half yes, half no? Now the Gemara Omer Abaya, Trei Kroi Tzivi. There are two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk says, "Shivas yomim s'or lo yimotzev b'vateichem." For 7 days, you should not find chametz in Rishus. So mashma poshut, it's only yosa throughout the 7 days. That's all. Before the 7 days, before Pesach starts, mashma you can have chametz. Then you can eat the chametz. It's only the night of Pesach that it comes also. Or b'chsid, there's another pasuk that says, "Ach b'yoyim horishon tashbisu s'or b'vateichem." On the first day, that's when you should destroy the s'or, the chametz from your house. So Poshut B'yom HaRishon means the first day of Pesach. So it says B'yom HaRishon B'mashmo that the first day of Pesach at night you're allowed to have chametz in your house. When do you have to get rid of chametz? Only Pesach on Yom Tov itself mechatzos v'yelos chametz on the day itself you have to get rid of. That's the steer to the first pasuk. The first pasuk says Shivas Yomim Soli Masav Atechem. For a whole 7 days you can't have chametz in your house. Mashmo complete 7 days. And the next pasuk is the steer says no. When do you have to get rid of the chametz? B'yom HaRishon. Mashma the first day of Pesach. Mashma the night of the first day, you'll not have chametz in your Rishus. So it's a sira. And for the Gemara, a case that has to come out, that B'yom HaRishon there means, the rabbis are b'osu lebir. It comes to the marbeer that are b'osu, the forever Pesach, lebir. That's the chiddush here. That even ach B'yom HaRishon here does not mean the first day Pesach, but it means Erev Pesach. That on Erev Pesach, there's also a chiyuv beer to get rid of the chametz. For the Gemara, good. Of a v'ema, for the Gemara v'ema, the rabbis leil chamisha also lebir. Maybe this chiddush of ach v'em rishon has come and tell me even the night time of Pesach also the chiyuv to get rid of the chametz already. Not only by day, but even by the night of Pesach, you have to get rid of it. Mistul the kasha. How do you know v'em rishon means Erev Pesach? Maybe v'em rishon taka means the first day of Pesach. But the chiddush is not by day, like we're saying, but at the beginning of the night, right away, you have to get rid of the chametz. What's the havamina? The salka died the chaminach. I would think yomim ksiv. The pasuk before says shivas yomim sholay matzav b'teichem. For 7 whole days means the daytime you should not have chametz in your rishus. But the first night of Pesach, it's not the day yet. Maybe the first night of Pesach, you would be allowed to have chametz in your rishus. That's why I need the next pasuk. Ach, b'yom rishon, tell me no. Like even the first day, the whole first day has to be no chametz in rishus. So maybe it's only coming to be marbo leil of chamisha also that it's also to have chametz in rishus. Yep. Sagad achemina yomim ksev yomim in leil es loy. So the gemara kamash mulon that the pasuk is telling us no, even the first night you can't have it. Kamash mulon afilo leilos that even the night time also it's also to have the chametz in rishus. So the Gemara, no, that can't be Yehula Yitzvach Lei. For this, you would not need a Pasik. Do Iskush, because we have a Hekish, Hash Besosa Sorum, Lachilas Chomets. There's a Hekish that at the same time, there's an Issa, Tit Chomets, that's the same time you're not supposed to have Chomets in your Rishus already.
And everybody knows you can't eat chametz already at the beginning of Leil of Pesach. The beginning of Pesach by night, you can't eat chametz. So since that's the Zman not to eat chametz, pshita pshita, you have to get rid of the chametz also before the night of Erev Pesach. So I don't need the Pasuk Ach B'Yom HaRishon to tell me that the night of Pesach, you have to get rid of the chametz. Pshita, you have to get rid of the chametz like before the night of Pesach. Because there's an iskush, it's a hekush, it's learn out one from the other. Hashbisos asor, the inyan, the mitzvah to destroy the sor, tashbisu, liachilas chametz. From the inyan, the lav, not eat chametz. And liachilas chametz, how do we know? Liachilas chametz, how do we know when the lav of not eat chametz starts? Liachilas matzah. We learn it out from when the mitzvah says to eat matzah is. Now, where's all these hekushes one to the other? Hashbisos asor, liachilas chametz. That the Torah is totally the same time to get rid of the chametz. Hashbisos asor, get rid of the chametz. At the same time when there's nalav, not eat chametz. Lachilas chametz. How do we know that? The Yisib, because the Pasuk says, Shivas yomim so lo yimotzi v'vatechem. For 7 days, do not have chametz in your reshus. This is the lav, not to have lo yimotzi. Don't have any chametz in your reshus. You have to get rid of it before Pesach. Why? The Pasuk says, Ki chol oicha mach metzes v'nichraso. Whoever eats the chametz gets cursed. So in the same Pasuk that says you should not have the chametz in your reshus, lo yimotzi, says if you eat the chametz, you get karas. So mashma is the hekesh, we learn out one from the other, that the same time that you're not allowed to eat the chametz, at that time also you have to have the chametz out of your shus. Now, when is the time when you're not allowed to eat chametz? The achilas chametz, l'achilas matzah. The Torah also learns out the time that you're not allowed to eat chametz from the time you're supposed to eat the matzah. Because the Pasuk says, kol ma'achmetzes lo'isachelu b'chol ma'ashmaseichem. Don't eat chametz. And in all your mashrechim, in all the places that you're living, you should eat matzah. So in the same pasuk that it says, don't eat chametz, it says, eat matzah. Now, when is the mitzvah to eat matzah? The Torah says clearly, by the mitzvah says, of eating matzah, the Torah says clearly, the mitzvah says, to eat matzah is by night. So, Mela, since this man to eat the matzah is the night Leil of Pesach, so that's the time when you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. As soon as it comes the night of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. And we have the first hekesh, that's this man of Shivas Yomim Sorlo Yimotzu V'Vatechem. The 7 days don't have any chametz in your shoes. We learn now not to have chametz from the posig of not eating chametz, which is the same zman of eating the matzah, which is Leil Pesach. So pshita, the night of Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus. So b'zoi, if we know that from the first posig, Shivas Yomim, Solo Yimotzu V'Vatechem, what do I need the second posig for? Ach B'yem Rishon for? Elamai, the second posig, Ach B'yem Rishon, telling me, even on Erev Pesach, even Erev Pesach also, you're not allowed to eat chametz. For the Gemara, no. V'yema l'rabbis Leil Yudalid L'bir. Maybe it's coming to tell me not only on a chatzos, half the day of Pesach, maybe the rabbis leil yudal the beer, that you have to midiraisa, you have to get rid of your chametz already, maybe the night of Erev Pesach. And tomorrow v'yoymtziv, the pasuk says, ach b'yoymarishin, mashma only by the daytime there's a chiyuv to get rid of the chametz. But the night of Orl Arbos and midiraisa, you are allowed to have chametz in your reshus. For the tomorrow v'yoym mitzafra, good, it says b'yoym. So you're telling me now it's true. B'yom HaRishonim means Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, there's a time that you're not allowed to have chametz in your shus. But maybe mitzafra. Maybe it means right away in the morning. As soon as it comes Elos HaShachar, Erev Pesach, it's also to have chametz in your shus. Maybe you have to get rid of the chametz before Elos HaShachar. How do we know punk to say up until chatzos is mutter, after chatzos is offer? And if the Gemara, the Maskoner is, the Pasuk says, ach. It says, ach b'yom HaRishon. And the klal is, ach cholik. Ach is a limud, it's a cholik, it divides it in here. Rashi acholik, achin barakim miyutin. It's like a miyut. Alma miksas hayoy mutar, or miksas hay osur. Only half the day is osur not to have chametz. And miksas is mutar. So meila umayata yeshlonu lachalik chetzil lisim chetzil heter. Now it's what to say. Dvayda mamash in here. Up until chatzais, it's mutar to have chametz in yishus. Mashaykim echatzais v'eloch, that's when it's a chiyav not to have chametz in yishus anymore. So that's like the Pshat Midiraisa, we know that from after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, it's also to have chametz in your shoes from this Pasuk, Ach B'yom HaRishon, Tashbisa Sa Mibateichem.
Yeah, fine, stop here.